Okay, so let's return to the Isser Schora here on Nun Vav. So again, let's quickly review some of the main models of the Isser Schora. So one possibility is there isn't really an Isser Schora, right? Rashi seems to say that there isn't really an Isser Schora. It's more that there's a Gzeir Derabanan, that if you're doing business, it might mean that the fruit will end up not being treated properly. Or it won't, and people won't be doing biur properly. The Bnei Yeshua focuses on biur, and if that's that, and if that's the case, then Isser Schora doesn't apply on fruit that there isn't a chiyuv biur. The Rimi Lunil understands that the Isser Schora is not just about biur, but that it's going to be that you don't treat them properly. But if you do treat them properly, so now the question is it a gzera and it's usur, even if you end up treating it properly, or is it a chshash, and if you end up treating properly, so then you won't even have violated. The Rimi Lunil seems to say that even if you misuse, that if you don't end up misusing it, then there'll be no problem. The Nitziv seems to say, yes, it's that you might misuse it, but it seems to be a formal gzera and therefore violate anyways. The Ritva is a different formulation within this, and he says, well, you're supposed to eat it. The Isser is when you sell it for something that is not going to end up at food at all. Like, you know, you buy, metal, whatever. So that's, again, that's Rashi, who says, I don't think we did this, Mr. Dar, so I'll do it, you know, quickly, that the Isser Schora is, again, some sort of gzera that you might not use it right, either because of biur, which is the Pnei Yehoshua, and then it's only for things that are chayav biur, or it's misuse, and then you have to ask, well, if it's misuse, what if you don't end up misusing it? Or that you're going to basically prevent it from being eaten at all, which is the Ritva. As we saw from the Ritva, from Tosfot, that it's only the Kotev, only one who actually picks it, can violate the Isser Schora, and that's what they learn from this case of the kid that we're going to come back to in a minute. You can have your Ben do it, and that's because, again, this is how the Rav understood it, that it's fundamentally an Isser in Kitzira, that the Kitzira has to be the shame, Achila, and if not, right, what you've done is you've made the Kitzira not l'shem achil, but it's only if the person who's coached it, the person who picks it, is the one who sells it, then you link them. The Rambam says, right, it's more like a prohibition of doing business, and therefore he distinguishes in large and small quantities. And then, parenthetically, there is another important point here, is, well, according to most of these formulations, it sounds like the Isser is only on the seller and not on the buyer, though, of, you know, the buyer might be violating with an Iver. However, the more you talk about maybe it's an Isser to treat it as a commodity, then we could see that it would be on the Mocher and the Lokeach. Okay, so that brings us back to, why am I saying this? Because the Mishnah had said, you can't buy the vegetables and sell it in the marketplace. But you can, and then your son can sell. So what exactly is the nature of that heter? So Tani lo yu chamisha malakdin yerek ve'echad mocher. You can't have five people picking and one person selling the vegetable. Now again, according to Tosfot, it makes a lot of sense that the whole Isser, right, if they're all picking together and one is selling, it's still usher, because again, then one of them is the seller. If it's about making it a commodity, so then it can be obviously usher. You know, you're doing some sort of, right, according to Joseph, the chiddush will be that shutvin are considered one unit. According to the Rambam, right, this makes it more business-like. It's large quantities, something like that. Aval mocha hu shelo v'shel chaver. We can sell just you and your friends. That you can do. Now, why is that? So it could be based on Havla'ah. Right now, Havla'ah, we'll see, is where basically I sell two things at once, and the money therefore doesn't become specifically for one. Now, Havla'ah prevents certain problems of damim, of Shviyat, but whether or not it prevents Schora depends on what you think the reason of Schora is. According to the Shita, that you're going to end up transferring the money to something that then you're going to misuse. So then Havlah even solves that problem. According to most of the models, it's not true. Now, what exactly is Havlah? So the Rash says that it just means that I sell mine and his, and I get money for both. According to Rashi, it's where I raise the price on one and I give the other one for free, right? It's not enough to just be mavlia, to swallow it. It's that what I do is I basically motivate you to give me the Kedusha Shvi'it for free. Now, this comes up a lot in Arba Minim, because this is how we sell the Arba Minim when you have the Etrog, which is Kadosh Kedusha Shvi'it, but the Hadas and the Ravot and the Lulav are not. So we do it b'Havlah, but then the question of what is Havlah, is it that, you know, you charge 100 shekel for the set, or is it that you charge, you know, 100 shekel for the lulav hadassim and the aravot with the hope that he'll give you the etrog for free, which again looks the same, maybe in the end of the day, but it's working differently formally. Chamisha achim elakdin, five brothers can bake the echad mocher al yaden, one can sell on behalf of all of them. Why? So again, they didn't pick as one unit. They're doing each other a favor. So if, like for Tosfot, you have to link the kotzer to the one selling, then you're not. And again, this isn't a business-like deal because it's a bunch of brothers. And you can go through each of the models and figure out why this is going to be mutter. I'm sorry, I there was one more model which we did earlier, but now I should mention again here, is the Gra, right, said the Yisro Schora is only to buy and sell. And therefore what's going on here is, look, you can't buy and sell, but if you're a Shudfut, so then right, that's more businessy, but if it's five brothers, you know, then it's not an Yisro Schora, right? So the way you would read it is follows, right? Lo yu chamisha malakten yaregechad v'mocher, is five people who are not shudfin. If they do it, then you can't have one sell on their behalf because that's business. You bought and sold. V'mocher shel chaver, you can sell yours and your neighbor's behavlah, even if you make money. Chamisha achim malakten echad v'mocher al yidein, but a bunch of brothers can do it because then that shlichot is not buying and selling. It's as if you all bought together, and that's not a problem. Now again, if you think that it's only a problem of small and large quantities, like the Rambam, and also one day in Tosfos, so then you might just say that what's going on here is, right, how much is being sold, and that is going to be the difference between the cases. So Amar Rabbi Yosi, right, bon, uvachal yaso pleitar. Now this is all mutter, as long as you do it awry, right, and you don't become a, right, like palter, right, like a, you know, which we have also by pot palter, right, bread sold by a businessman, which is, right, not the same as pot akum proper. You can't do it all the time in that place, right, proper business, visited by Meimar, or that you don't do it all the time. And again, right, is that about quantity? Is it about the context of making it seem like business? Okay. Tani, hachen v'neishay mevashel yirakot b'shviyit lo yimechashit scharo al d'mei shviyit ama mechashiv u'al yayin v'al ha-mashemen v'al ha-avtala. So if someone is selling fruit, you know, cooked food during Shemitah, don't calculate the price of the pear tree itself, but if you put in, you know, other spices and other things, so calculate it on that and calculate for your work d'mei batala, right, just like what we, you know, now again, right, what's the havlah? Is it that you charge for the dish, or that you charge for certain, you know, the other things more, and hope that the guy takes it for free? And d'mei avtala, right, that you charge for your time. Right, so you can't charge directly for cooking for it, because then you're doing schar per tzviit. You pay for the time you could have done to be a lawyer. Now, this is the heter we use by Talmud Torah also. It's one of the heterim based on several of the sugyot, specifically actually by Dayanim, who, right, Dayanim aren't allowed to take money for it being Dayanim, but they're allowed to take Schar Batala. Now, in the original context of Gemara, it's much more direct. It's, you know, you have a Dayan, he has a job, you need him to judge, so you say, listen, either have someone do my job and I'll get paid, or pay me for the actual job that I do. But we've expanded that concept to say, well, instead of being a Rosh Hashiva, I could be a lawyer. So therefore, it's legitimate for me to be paid a salary. And that's what, you know, again, that's assuming that there is a formalist or to be paid for Talmud Torah, which is the Shita of the Rambam. And obviously not everyone agrees with that. Lahalacha, as the Kesef Mishnah notes there in the third paragraph of Talmud Torah. Okay, so the Gemara then says, Rabbi Lo, Mafkid Lin Chaltaraya, there were these friars of food, and Lo Tevin Mechashman and Grecham Mishcha don't calculate it for the oil, which is Shemitah El Chitaya, but for the wheat, which was apparently not Shemitah produce. So then the last case in the Mishnah was, as we said, that there's a difference between incidental and direct business. And I already mentioned some of these things over and over again as we were going through it. Right, and your job can't be selling non-kosher things. So now the Gemara says, the Mishnah and Sanhedrin talks about the people of Apostle Eidot, and one of the people is Socharei Shviat. So I'm going to review, when is it that someone who does business with Perot Shviat is Apostle Eidot? And you have the same machloket by Mesachik Bukubyan Sanhedrin Chavdalit, right, which is that gamblers are postulated. Why? Is it because it's Asmachta Lokanya? Because they are stealing, because no one really meant to lose money, and therefore they can't really commit to lose the money, and therefore by taking their money it's a form of theft? Or is it that because they're ain't Osig Bishuvasholam, they're just bums, right? They're not involved in society at all because they're just gamblers. The nafkamina being if someone gambles once in a while but has a job. If it's a form of theft, then it's usur always. If it's that these people aren't, you know, contributing members of society, then the act of gambling itself is not usur, but being a gambler is problematic for someone being an eidot. In general, Sfardi Paskin, that gambling is always usur mikar hadin, following the Rambam, whereas Ashkenazim follow the notion that gambling might be mutar once in a while, maybe not the greatest thing, but doesn't invalidate someone from being an eidot. But again, here you have the parallel position, that it's only usur b'zman she'en lo umanot elohu, aval yesh lo umanot shelohu, meaning it's not the isur of selling schor at all, it's making this your livelihood. Now, what does it mean that he doesn't have any other business? Does it mean that he doesn't sell during the other 6 years, or that he doesn't have a job during Shemitah? Okay. But whatever it means, Hareyu Kasher. So, hey, Chavida, what is the case? So that's what the Gemara now deals with. So, hey, Yoshev, Vatam, Lach, Lokal, Shkreshen, Avua. So one possibility is if he doesn't work the other 6 years, then given Shabbat Shvi'at, Hitzchel, Mafshet, Yodim, Anotim, Anotim, Perot, Avera, he only sells in Yeshim, Mamalach, Acheret, Kasher, Vim, Lav, Pasol. So that as long as, even if he only works during Shemitah, but if he has two jobs during Shemitah, they're more makel position, it's still mutter. But if he works the other 6 years, so according to this interpretation, right, it's as long as he works the other years, and even if during Shemitah all he does is other things, it's still mutter. Now this is the girsa of the Rosh Sirilio. However, well, based on the girsa in the parallel sugya in Sanhedrin, but this seems very, very odd, right? Because here, this is different. This isn't just an basically problem. It's formally usher to sell by gambling, as we said. That might not be the case. It's la chalol schara. The only difference is nizdamnu versus not, right? Is cases where you plan to sell it and made it get a commodity, and things where you didn't. So why should the same model work here? Right. So therefore, the other way of understanding it is no. Is if you have another job during Shemitah, so then this is like incidental selling, and that's why it's mutter. Rabbi Babar Zavda, Rabbi Shimon Lazar, Allah Karb Yudid Matita. The halacha is like the more makel position of Rabbi Yehuda. Akalas Rabbi Babar Zavda, the Marshmul B'Shem Zermine. And they praised him for being willing to quote something, someone who wasn't as great as him, right? Showed humility, something like that. Tani Rabbi Yehuda Lechumra. And another brayta has Rabbi Yehuda being machmir, hey chavida, namely, right? And again, this is what I said. There's different interpretations. So we just saw one, but now another. Yoshev Os Malach the Kol Shnei Shavuot. If he works another 6 years, Ubishviyat Hitzchil V'Mafshet Yado Lizav Litan Perot Avera. Then during Shemitah he works in Perot Avera. Im Yesh Malach Acheret. He needs another job even during Shemitah. Then Kasher or Mutter. V'im Lav Pasol. And now again, is it kasher or mutter? And that's a big machloket here, right? Is it that it's saying he's not possible later, but still also, or that it's mutter because it's not really schora, right? That's the major machloket throughout the sugya. So let me just finish reading it, and then I'll plug it in, right? But in each case, there's this girsa problem of asur apostle, mazur apostle, of him lo yosik malach kol shen shvo, but if he's not working the other 6 years, then given Shabbat Shvi'at, and the Shmi that comes in hitcho mashe yadav, and osu avera, avo bi sheyesh imam malach echeret, even if he has another job. During Shemitah, doesn't matter, either Asur or Pasul, because he doesn't have a job in the other 6 years. Right? So this is the more Machmir position, right? That he needs to have a job in the other 6 years and another job. Otherwise, either Pasul or Asur. And Lo Bidam, Rabbi Ba Bar Zavda, Rabbi Ba B'Shem Yerlozula, Loch Kav Yehuda, Demat Nitav, Ikwas Rabbi Ba Bar Zavda, Demar Shmua, B'Shem Yerimi, Nei. Right, the praise that he gave was specifically on the more Makil version, not the more Machmir one. So now again, what is the girsa throughout this sugya? Yeah, so this is a machloket. One possibility is that it's Asur and Mutter, and the other is that it's Pasul and not Pasul. And the Nafkamina, right, is it basically Mutter in these cases to do business of Peretriyat, right? If you have another job, right, is it considered incidental if it's Mutter? Possibly the Chatchila. Right, the Rash basically says, right, that look, all this is about psul edut. You can't do this, but it's about psul edut. Right, the Rash is the first Braita, is talking about, right, the hechsher of edut. The second one is talking about the hetzel chatchila, meaning if you work the other 6 years and you have another job during Shemitah itself, then it might be mutter to even do the business. It's considered nizdamno. And if that's the case, then the gerusa would be, right, not, would be mutter and asur and not just kosher and pasul. But that is, right, the gerusa issue here. So now the Gemara says, if you go back to our Mishnah, it said, right, that people who trap birds and the like, so you can sell it if they are nizdamnu. And Rabbi Yehuda said that's not just a trapper, it's anybody who happens to be nizdamein. So ufachakein. And here it's true by other people. And right, it should be mutter. I mean, why does the Tanakama only allow it for hunters? So Amar Yudah Rebon Damon Eina Malchodo Neset, because there's the added portion is that the average person, you don't have to be makel for him because he doesn't have to pay taxes. You know, he's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be a dangerous financially for him to not work. Ramahacha Malchodo Neset, but the person who's a hunter, he also has to deal with the taxes. So it's the combination of being Nizdamein and having pressing financial need, and only then, according to the Tanakama, it's mutter, and that's where Rabbi Yudah disagrees that no, it's simply about is it. Did you plan it or was it incidental? And that's the only thing that matters to be Makil. Now, another interpretation here is that the Gemara is actually distinguishing between the case of Shemitah and the case of hunting. I mean, why is it that by Shemitah, the Malchut Oneset, and that's why we're more Makil? Right, and as long as Yeshlo Umnod Acheret, we allow you to do it lechatchila. But in our Mishnah, by the hunters, it's a case of Eina Malchut Oneset, and therefore you don't have to be so Mekel, even within Rabbi Yehuda. Right, so some say this isn't Chacham versus Rabbi Yehuda, but it's why is Rabbi Yehuda more Machmir in one case and not the other, and it depends because it's you have to look at the Metziyot on the ground and how much of a need there is. Okay, we'll leave it there. That brings us to Halacha Bet.